to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Looking forward to, as always, this short video, just to continue to remind ourselves that having a tangible relationship with God is normal and to be expected. And the more tangible and real God becomes to your heart, the easier it is for your faith to reach out and have answers to prayers. And of course, the objective is to be able to share testimonies with others of what the Lord is doing for you. Well, as we've been in multiple different type of series in the midst of all these videos that are all heading in the same direction for you to have a very real relationship with God, what we're endeavoring to do is help you to see what is not real, the falsities of the world and the flesh, so that you can let go and begin to grab a hold of what's real in God. Now, you're going to see even more as we're on this particular trek here. You're going to see us talk and open up the idea of worldly concepts. Now, that doesn't mean that we're using the world constantly and won't use the wonderful scriptures of Christ and what he's done for you to help you to continue to grow. It's just that grace as a teacher is always going to lead you first into what is wrong so you can let go and then find what is right. If you'll see it through that particular eye, let me make some comments about grace here. Grace is a teacher, and you need to acknowledge grace as your teacher and that grace is with you so that God, by his grace, can begin to show you what you're connected to or the negativity that's in the world. Amen. You know, even in the life of Paul, if you noticed in his gospel messages, the first three chapters, usually he spent bringing people back to a consciousness of what they actually had in their relationship with God. And the last three chapters, it was like he was a backseat driver telling everybody, why are you looking in that direction? Now, he's not bringing condemnation to them. He's trying to instruct them that that particular direction of the flesh and the world or the law is going to hinder your ability to experience God. Grace always wants us to choose that which allows God and grace to have freedom and free course in your life. This is one of the reasons why we're sharing some of these thoughts in this particular manner. If you're getting better at this, then grace is becoming stronger and more tangible. You got to see this like a balance scale. To the degree that you are overwhelmed with the flesh in the world, you are not very aware of God's grace or very thankful. But the moment that the tangibility of the world starts going down because you're no longer giving it value and you're learning not to buy into the drama of the world, immediately on the other scale or other side, you should see a thankfulness to grace, a much more of a compatibility to grace. You should see much more of an awareness of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the power of God in your life. All of these things are really opposites. And to elevate one is to take another one down and vice versa. And what we want to do, just like what the Lord wants to do, is have our connection with God be so real, at the same time learning how to devalue and dismiss the connection of our flesh to this world. You realize we've lived possibly your entire life with making decisions out of your body, out of your flesh, out of your mind, what makes sense to you. But how many of you know that things that make sense to you are not always the godly choice? So what we're wanting to do is hang out with Jesus. That's just the simplicity of it. And in doing so, things begin to shift and things begin to change. Oh, how wonderful that is. You know, the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ is so wonderful in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 to 30. We want to give it every single time we do these videos so that you'll constantly be reminded that the Lord wants to hang out with you and vice versa. It says, "And Jesus began talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Well, that is such a wonderful invitation from the Lord. So as we allow grace to begin to teach us even again today, let's go over to Acts chapter 26, 17 to 18, where it says, I'm sending you off to open the eyes of the outsiders so they can see the difference between dark and light and choose light. See the difference between Satan and God and choose God. I'm sending you off to present my offer of sins forgiven and a place in the family, inviting them into the company of those who begin real living by believing in me. Verse 18, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And of course, as you see, one of the emphases here is the ability to choose. Amen. Do you know it's very interesting in the world today? The prophets have already foretold that there'll be a day where right will be wrong and wrong will be right. What is up will be down and what is down will be up. Now think about it. You would never think that that day would happen, and yet look at where we're at today. If you'll hang around and just kind of listen to people's conversations, I mean, you can hear some things and you just kind of want to curl your hair to think, oh my goodness, don't you know that that is a bunch of baloney? That that is not even true? That that is not reality? But you see, it's the truth of God that sets us free, and then experiencing that truth that sets you free. And truth means reality. God wants us to know what is real so that we can experience it. And in doing so, I'm telling you what, the things of the world will fade and will pass away. But thank God, the truth of God's word, the reality of heaven, Jesus in your heart, the reality of God with you at all times, that will never pass away. So we see here that Jesus was talking about, Dr. Luke there in Acts 26, 17 and 18, was talking about making choices and turning loose those who were in the body of Christ to preach a message that would counteract the message of what is a false reality so that people can choose. Grace always wants you to be able to choose what's right. Do you know the grace of God is the ability for you to choose? In so much that as you choose God, God's freedom and grace and the freedom of God's ability is at your disposal to do things for you, just like you see him doing things for anyone you see in the Bible. Amen. God wants to do wonderful things in your life. In fact, one of the grace testimonies that just came in are some people that have followed our ministry for some years, and they had ordered a package, and the package was supposed to be there, and they just kind of knew that it was. And the husband just had this little check on the inside. You know, I just need to get in my car because I feel like the package is supposed to be here. And he got in his car and began driving. Sure enough, he saw a truck with some lights that was stopped, and he pulled over, and here it was, the driver that was delivering his package, who said, I just don't know where in the world I am in order to deliver this package, and I don't know which turn to take. And here it was, their package, and he was able to say, I am who I am, and I came because I was here to get that package. And the guy gave him the package, and because he listened to what? He listened in his heart. Which means when you begin to get the ball rolling, where your heart starts listening to God instead of your head telling what you want to do according to your flesh, you'll begin to have these things happen with regularity. This is God's influence in the world, and it sure beats negative energy's influence in the world or the devil. So let's go on a little further here and see that we're talking about the choices that allow God and his grace to move freely throughout our life versus the choices of wrong, which become a hindrance to God and his grace. Now, let me just make sure you understand. When Jesus delivered us from all sin, God's connection to us is like a cell phone with 5 bars at all times. And you say, why? What about if I do wrong? It does not change from God to you, because that is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all your bad choices or all your sin. Either one, it's the same thing. All your sin, to remove it from you so that that is not a hindrance from God touching you. How many of you know that it takes the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives even to have the desire to love and honor Him? That's why the key to our life and success is the acknowledgments of God at all times in our life. Because the more we do so, which says that the value of our life is totally upon our relationship with God, the more freedom God has to expose Himself to you and work through you and on your behalf with signs, wonders, and miracles. Folks, we've made this much, much, much too difficult. We've made it about law. We've made it about theology. And folks, it just gets down to someone that wants to see God in the world and in their life on a regular basis. Kind of like Enoch. You know, he didn't study for 40 years to get to the place of saying, I believe God's out there. I'm going to seek Him with diligence. And when I find Him, He's going to reward me. And Paul, the writer of Hebrews, said, by faith, Enoch found God and pleased Him. Well, I don't think Enoch was thinking, I better use my faith. I think Enoch was convinced that God was there and he was going to seek Him until he found Him. I don't know whether he knew the word faith to put that on there or not, but I doubt it. Because if you look at the men and women, in the faith chapter in the book of Hebrews, the people that were experiencing God were not trying to have faith in order to qualify so that they could have an experience with God. They were having encounters with God and responding to them. And the writer said it was by faith that they did so. What am I saying? We got to get back to the relationship with God being the main event. So, praise the Lord, you know, if you found yourself in a position where choices you've made and mindsets that you have been wrong and of the flesh, of the world, of the law, know this, you don't have to dwell on condemnation and negative feelings and emotions, but you do need to acknowledge that you want the Lord in your life and you desire the change that comes from Him. So let's keep that in the forefront here, because God, through Christ, has already wiped away all the sins and all the reasons why you can't approach Him. Now, renewing the mind is the central issue. Well, we've known that forever. I remember Brother Hagin years ago saying, you know, one of the greatest needs the body of Christ continues to have is renewing the mind. And it is just that. So I'm going over to Romans in chapter 12. And as I go there in the King James Version, verse 1 and 2, this is a verse I memorized years and years ago. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Well, I really like it in the Message Bible, and here it is. It says this. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Notice what he's talking about. Bring acknowledgement to your life that you want the teacher, grace, to be with you at all times and to show you and to reveal to you what is and what isn't, so that you can constantly enjoy the benefits of allowing God to be real in your life. Come on, this is what he's saying right here. And it says, place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Boy, that's a great statement right there. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it with what? Without thinking. Now, stop right there. Let's be honest, because this is where the bigger questions and the bigger thoughts come in. And that is simply, is it possible we are well too, way too much adjusted and fitting into the culture around us? And it's become real to us without even knowing it. In other words, welcome to life. And we just go about our merry way, making decisions based on what we've done in the past and what others are telling us and what the news reporters are telling us and what the weather reporter is telling us. And we can't listen to God because we've learned to first and foremost go to the world for the decisions of life instead of looking to God. God can become more real the more we begin to acknowledge him. That's why it says here, the best thing you can do for God is embrace what he's done for you. He's not asking you to come up with a plan of salvation. He already did that. He's not asking you to come up with ability. He's already got the ability for you. He just wants you to embrace and to acknowledge the very thing that is so precious and should be to your soul, and that is that God becomes real. He goes on to say, excuse me, readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings out the best in you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Well, this is wonderful, folks. Come on, just hang on every one of these words. That's Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2 in the Message Bible. God wants you, instead of trying to fix yourself, he wants to fix you. But he wants you to embrace what he's done and recognize the difference of fitting into the culture around you mindlessly. Come on, we've watched in the last year people not even think about whether or not some of the things they were hearing, excuse me, concerning what was going on in this world with the pandemic, you know, and all the different things with the viruses going around. They just accepted everything they heard, like sheep led to the slaughter. Folks, when you have God and his truth and the Spirit of God in you, you will begin to revolt against untruths of the world. And you'll begin to ask questions. The fact that so many believers didn't even ask questions just floors me, because it shows us that we've got some work to do right here. And isn't it interesting that our time is up? And I want to share with you that Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page is available for you to follow us, and also go to the YouTube channel Adventures in Grace and subscribe. Now, this is probably going to come out on Tuesday the 18th, and we will be in a Healing by Design healing meeting at the Holiday Inn and Suites in Castle Rock, Colorado, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 7 o'clock here Mountain Standard Time. And we're inviting anybody to come. You can stay at the Holiday Inn if you want some arrangements, of course. But people are being healed. Now, it started out slow, but we're just believing God for more and more and more people to come that just want to be healed and touched in their body so that the Lord can be worshiped as the great physician and not medical science. This is an interesting day. Thank you for those of you that are sending in grace stories. Let me remind you again, go to jimhockaday.com and you'll find JHMI at jimhockaday.com, which is our email, and let us know your grace story. Wow, can't wait to be with you again. It's going to be good as always. We're really on a good stream right here. Let's keep going. Open our hearts and let God show us, teach us, and we'll start to see things from different perspectives. Oh, how amazing. Thank God it shall be. God bless you. Bye.